Time now for Looking Skyward, where we examine recent events in the world of astronomy. I'm Brian Morris, and I'm speaking with Dr. Regina Jorgensen, Director of Astronomy at the Moriah Mitchell Association on Nantucket. Hi, Regina.
Hi, Brian.
And Regina, there's been a lot of news lately about space telescopes and space probes. First of all, NASA has decided to retire the Kepler Space Telescope after a very successful 9-year mission. And this telescope leaves quite an amazing legacy of new discoveries, especially when it comes to planets. What can you tell us about that?
In its almost 10-year mission, Kepler is actually responsible for discovering thousands of planets around other stars, what we call exoplanets, at this point. And one of the really remarkable discoveries that it's responsible for is the fact that thanks to the work that it's done, we now know that between 20 and 50% of all stars actually have small Earth-sized, probably rocky planets orbiting them. And these planets are also in the habitable zone, which is where liquid water might exist on the surface. And of course, if you're interested in finding potential sites of life as we know it, this is where you would want to look.
Also making news, Regina, the Parker Space Probe now holds the record for the closest approach to the sun by a man-made object. What's the mission of this probe?
This probe was actually launched earlier this year, and it's headed towards the sun. It's going to orbit in an elliptical orbit around the sun for the next several years. And the purpose of this probe is to actually try to understand the complex nature of the sun. Believe it or not, there's a lot of things about the sun we still don't understand. For example, one of the things is why the solar corona, which is sort of the extended atmosphere of the sun, it's very, very hot. It's millions of degrees hot, and we don't quite understand why the corona is that hot and what the heat transport mechanism is.
I'm sure the engineers had to really devise some incredible mechanisms to make it possible for this craft to withstand the heat of the sun as it gets closer.
That's right. Of course, as you can imagine, getting close to the sun, you're going to have some pretty significant heat shields. And so that's, in fact, what they had to develop before the Parker Space Solar Probe was possible. It's almost like putting a little probe right into the atmosphere of the sun so that we can sample it directly rather than just sampling the solar wind that comes here at Earth. We want to get in close to where the action is right around the environment of the sun.
And looking to the future a bit, the Hawaii Supreme Court has ruled in favor of building the TMT, that's also known as the 30-meter telescope. And this telescope will be by far the largest ground-based telescope once it's finished. And it really looks like it's going to break a lot of new ground for astronomers. First of all, Regina, why was the Hawaii Supreme Court involved? And what more can you tell us about the TMT?
The TMT was planned to be built on the summit of Mauna Kea in Hawaii. Construction actually began in 2015 and then was halted because of some protesters who were trying to bring attention to the fact that the Mauna Kea is a sacred mountain in the Hawaiian culture. And there already are a bunch of telescopes up there. For example, the current ground-based largest optical telescopes, the Keck telescopes, are on that site because it is a fantastic site for astronomical observations. The summit is at 14,000 feet and it has an incredibly stable, clear, dry, and dark atmosphere. So it's very good for astronomical observations, and that's why folks wanted to put the TMT there. However, it was a bit of a complicated process because things needed to be done in a way that was sensitive to the local culture. And part of the new building will be an agreement to take down some of the older telescopes that are not being used anymore.
When do they estimate the TMT will be finished?
So if it now is allowed to go ahead and begin construction next year, it would be completed in 2029. So it's a very long-term project, as is these sort of large telescopes do take a lot of time to build.
Dr. Regina Jorgensen is Director of Astronomy at the Moriah Mitchell Association on Nantucket. Regina, thanks, and we'll talk again soon.
Thank you so much.